Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of You're a Gem. I'm your host, Whitney Bushell, and I couldn't be more thrilled to be starting this project. To tell you the truth, it's a bit of a departure from what I normally do on the daily, career-wise at least. I mean, I normally talk a lot, but in terms of a career, this is not where I usually would be found talking on a podcast. So this is pretty exciting for me. Before we dive into the nitty-gritty of the topic today, I just want to tell you a little bit about moi. I own a day spa in Waterloo called Gem Spa, and I started it in 2012 at the age of 24, which is insane. People thought I was crazy, and then there were other people that thought I was crazy, and to summarize, I might be a little bit crazy for jumping into business so young, but it worked out. So I must have done something right. It's still standing, and so am I. So it couldn't have been that bad. Throughout each episode, I will tell you some stories about my journey and my life, so you'll gradually get to know me if you don't already. I'm extremely, extremely passionate about skincare and people, so naturally, I found the spa industry. It's totally my jam, totally. As you can imagine, as a spa owner during a pandemic, I've had a minute or a couple months or years. It feels like an eternity. How long has it been now? It's been over a year, which is insane. It's actually insane that it's been over a year. But here we are, and I've had a lot of time to think about what direction I wanted to take my business. I knew that I wanted to find a way to be able to continue reaching out to people, even if we couldn't be face-to-face in the spa environment, because I can imagine, even though things are looking like we're headed in a good direction, we could be doing things a little less people-to-people for a while. So I wanted to find a way to still maintain connection. So here I am, ready, so ready, to bring you discussions and education on skincare, and aesthetics, spa stories, details of starting and running a small business. So wash your dishes, do your laundry, go for a run, while I impart my knowledge and extreme wisdom, Whitney's wisdom, and my stories onto you. Honestly, podcasts are so great because you guys can multitask while I talk into your ear. And it's truly multitasking at its best. And I'm so happy to be your company while you crush some chores. I really hope you do. I'm terrible at multitasking, so it wouldn't be necessarily my wheelhouse, but you know, best of luck to you. For today's episode, we are going to tackle a very basic yet complex topic, skin types. What is yours? Have you asked this question to yourself before? If you have, I would bet you a lot of money that you have put yourself in one particular category, but I'm not going to say which one. I want to start off by saying almost everyone I have ever spoken to in my 13 plus years of being a medical esthetician has misdiagnosed their skin type. So hopefully you end up learning through this education what to look for in your skin and then can continue to learn about what products you should and shouldn't be using. Which I can tell you right now, most of you are using the wrong things and it's totally not your fault. So don't beat yourself up. I'm not judging you. You're honestly being inundated with so much information on the internet. Like social media just slams you with different branding and all of it looks so appealing. And you'll see packaging or you'll see them talk about something that you think is what's happening on your skin. And you're like, yeah, I have to buy that. And then I have to buy this. And you mix and match all these things from all over the map. And it's not helping your skin. So I'm here to kind of help you navigate that. I have a motto. So here it is. And if you're someone who likes to be studious and take notes, write this down. Otherwise, put it in your brain. And hopefully it will stay there. Here it is. I wrote this myself. Achieving your skincare goals is about dedication and education. Yes, dedication. You cannot use a fabulous new skincare routine for 3 days and then hope to see amazing results for the rest of your life. I'm so sorry to burst that bubble, but it is not going to happen. Occasionally, you might find one product that really helps you. You know what? It usually happens when somebody's had a terrible skincare regime and their skin is very angry at them, and then they use a product and it responds very quickly. But I can pretty much categorize anyone who comes into the spa as having one of 6 different skin types, ranging from oily to dry, mature or sensitive. Of course, nothing's ever really cut and dry, except some people's skin. It can be dry. So dry. But you know what I mean. So let's just dive in. Oily skin type. Let's start with oily skin type. Your sebaceous glands are on high gear. They are so thrilled to join the party and are flooding your hair follicles with oil. So many people think that they have either oily skin or combination skin, and in fact, they do not. A true oily skin type usually has enlarged pores. And when I say enlarged pores, I'm talking like very stretched out. They look like a bowl. They could hold the sebum in them. A lot of people think that their pores are enlarged if they have to go up to a mirror with a microscope, and then they're like, I have pores. Having pores and having enlarged pores is a very different thing. So enlarged pores are like a bowl and they hold oil. And when you have a truly oily skin type, you have a thick shine that accumulates on your face within only a few hours after washing your face in the morning. So usually a true oily skin type will also have scalp hair follicles that are overactive as well. So their hair will be very oily. Another thing I want to mention, just because you have acne or breakouts does not necessarily mean your skin is an oily skin type. In fact, most cases of acne that I see are actually not oily skin types at all and would fit into the category of combination or dry. I remember when I was young that if you had acne, and this might resonate with a few, or age me or something, you automatically used Proactiv because have you seen the results on those commercials? Who can argue with the results when people like Kendall Jenner and Adam Levine or Justin Bieber say, oh my gosh, Proactiv fixed my face and I have a totally clear complexion because of Proactiv. Come on, what? Just use this 3-step process and also a face mask and bam, acne gone. Little did anyone know that if you didn't have the correct skin type to be using way too much benzoyl peroxide, you would end up with super dry skin and a chemical burn as a result. And then more acne, but for a different reason, because your skin was too dry and now you were getting acne because you have dry skin. And also a lot of bleach towels. I don't know if that rings a bell for anybody listening, but if your towels were that bleached, you can only imagine what that was doing to your poor skin. My poor mom lost so many towels to Proactiv. I wonder if Kris Jenner had a linen closet full of Proactiv bleach towels. No? You don't think so? You think they just threw them out because they had so much money? Probably. That's probably it. Okay, onward to combination skin. Combination skin has an oily T-zone and dry cheeks. Again, if you have acne and this skin type, this does not mean you necessarily require products to treat acne. In future episodes, I'm going to get into detail about what treatments work well for combination acne-prone skin type, but just to give you a little insight, you want to look for products containing ingredients that help to balance your sebaceous or oil production in both areas. Because your cheeks are dry, but your T-zone is oily, you need to find things that help to bring balance and harmony to your skin rather than just drying it out. A lot of acne products, so people gravitate towards these if they have breakouts. Acne products are very drying, like gel cleansers and astringents, witch hazel, BHAs, which is salicylic acid, and gel moisturizers. So many people with this combination skin type use this. It's actually perpetuating the issue. So we will get into more detail in future episodes on how to combat that. This next skin type, normal skin type, whatever the heck that's supposed to mean. Finding someone with this skin type is honestly like finding a rare black-footed ferret in Canada. They're basically extinct, and I stare at it in total disbelief when I find one. Normal skin, not the ferret. I have never seen a ferret, to be clear. I literally just Googled what are rare things to find in Canada and what animals are extinct, and black-footed ferret came up, so that is the one I used. This skin type doesn't feel dry or oily, regardless of the conditions. It feels dry at all. If it feels dry at all, it's likely just dehydrated and is seasonal. It's a winter thing. You know, Canadians and I don't know why I chose an English accent for that, because Canadians aren't English. Rarely does this skin type experience breakouts or reactions. However, even though this skin type sounds like a dream, it actually still needs effort. The skin type still requires proper care to prevent aging, keep the hydration levels up, because it will become dry as it ages and requires SPF to keep it protected and to prevent future aging. Dry skin. My skin totally fits into this category at this point. I'm in my mid-30s and my face feels like a desert when it's not balanced and cared for properly. It's prone to flaking, itchiness, tightness. It is undergoing underproduction of sebum from the sebaceous glands, and it is not desquamating. That's a new word for you. I know it is. I doubt there's a lot of you out there that have heard desquamating before. What is desquamating, one might ask? It means exfoliating. So it is not desquamating or exfoliating naturally. It requires proper products to draw moisture to the hydrolipidic film and cornified layer as it experiences transepidermal water loss at a rapid rate. So on the topic of my skin type, let me regale you with a little bit of backstory about what led me to feel so passionately about skincare. Acne was the name of the game, and it started crushing my soul at the age of 12. An enormous cyst appeared on my chin, and it was mortifying. Actually, though, I think this is where my love of extracting blemishes began. This is just as a disclaimer, this is about to get a little gross for like 5 seconds. But so if you're squeamish, just plug your ears. It is so satisfying to watch a blemish that you are extracting explode, like hit the mirror and you can hear it. I think there are people out there that will appreciate that. And others, it'll be like, oh my gosh, ew, David. That was for all my Schitt's Creek fans. Woo, Canadian television. So otherwise, I had a normal teenage acne experience all the way through, which was just kind of hormonal. My skin cleared up a bit in first year university, just in time to make new friends. Really great. Long story short, I ended up a couple years later with H1N1, good old swine flu. And apparently the virus went dormant in my body after being sick. And about a year and a half later, after being sick with the virus, it reactivated, but it came out on my face. And I don't know if you have heard of this, but viruses can lay dormant and show up on your face. You can have a viral breakout. So I basically had what looked like terrible shingles on my face, and they were huge. I'm talking huge boils that ran through my lymphatic system. I worked really hard to make sure that as little scarring came from that as possible. And it was honestly such a mortifying and confidence crushing experience. So I feel for the people who are going through major acne breakouts. And I know it can be mortifying to have just one blemish all the way up to having full blown acne. They're not on the same scale, but I understand that it totally crushes the way you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror. Thankfully, even though I was early in my aesthetics career at that time and I didn't really know a lot about how to handle my skin in this particular condition, I had a lot of people that did know to be able to help me. But I look back and it's not all bad that it happened to me. I think that it really helped me grow as a person, develop my personality, and also the passion and drive to learn as much as I could about skin and skin conditions like acne to help others. So I'm here to help you now. Okay, dramatic story time's over and we'll move on to sensitive skin folks. Oh, the sensitive skin. How it is highly reactive. Just like sensitive personalities. I'm not saying though that if you have sensitive skin, you have a sensitive personality, because that's probably not the case. But often, if you have sensitive skin, then you will have conditions like rosacea, Kuparos, eczema, or psoriasis. Your skin will be red and flushed in appearance. This skin type is often found on the Fitzpatrick scale of 1 and 2, fair complexions that burn easily. Did you just learn something new there? That's two things that I've taught you today that are big words. Desquamation and Fitzpatrick scale. I bet you didn't know that you're super fair, prone to burning skin, was actually on a scale. And it is, with a fancy name, Fitzpatrick. I feel like where before I said things in an English accent, I should have said it now. So maybe I'll try that again. Should I attempt it? Fitzpatrick. You're on the Fitzpatrick scale. So if you're unsure if you have a condition like rosacea or if it is beginning on your skin, you can see the capillaries and they're like small little veins that are beginning to weaken, and it usually starts around your nose and onto the balls of your cheeks. Last but not least is the mature skin type, which we will expand on in a future episode, but just to summarize, it's very dry. The wrinkles and sun damage are surfacing and starting to appear or already have. The elasticity is lower and the skin is starting to thin. I'm pretty sure most of you know if you have a mature skin type that that's what you have. So this is not a skin type, but I do want to make note of how to differentiate between dehydration versus dry skin. A dehydrated skin is simply just when the epidermal layer of your skin has experienced too much water loss, and this can happen to any skin type, including oily. Whereas dry skin is dry all the way through all the layers, right into the dermis, and the layers of the skin require moisture balancing, not just surface hydration retention. So hopefully you heard a description that made you drop that dish sponge and go, oh my gosh, where's Whitney? Is she here? Is she describing my skin right now? The biggest thing to remember is that with all skin types, in order to obtain results, you must learn what needs to be accomplished to bring balance to your skin. Your skin is the largest organ in your body and the body's first line of defense for your immune system and protection against the environment. It's also the thing that people see first, and you can't change it. I mean, makeup and self-tanner isn't included. So take care of it. You can prevent skin cancer, reduce or prevent acne, and also prevent a lot of skin aging just by learning about how to properly take care of the skin that you have. And did you know that just like in your gut, you need to work toward creating an environment that allows good bacteria to live on the surface of your skin? By using low quality ingredients or using the wrong ingredients for the wrong skin type, you can actually cause way more damage and increase breakouts and worsen other skin condition and make your skin age far more quickly. So I'm super excited to educate you and have you feeling as excited about your skin as I am. And stay tuned for the next episode, in which we're going to focus on the now what of skincare. So knowing what type of skin you have is step one, but now we need to figure out what to do to create that balance we need for the best results. If you have any specific topics or questions that you would like me to answer in future episodes, please email them to me, whitney@gemspa.ca. Also, if you'd like to book an online skincare consultation with me, no matter where you are in the world, book an appointment with me through our website, gemspa.ca, and I'd be super thrilled to meet with you and help you attain your skincare goals. Ultimately, I'm here to help you learn and enjoy skincare as much as I do. I'm just trying to spread the skincare love. And I'm pretty sure this podcast is going to change the world. Make everyone look and feel like a million times younger and more confident. And I don't think that that's too much to expect out of a podcast. You think? Anyways, thanks so much for joining us on the very first episode of You're a Gem. Until next time.